Gurney's got it here, 102.3 XLC, Wes and Leah, and a little love from Waukegan as well. Got to give them love. But the charity hockey game is going on here in Gurney. We welcome Bob Davidson of the Gurney Fire Department and Justin Johnson of the Waukegan Fire Department. Now, how long has there been fire hockey teams in Gurney and Waukegan?
Well, Gurney started about, we started the team about 4 years ago when we started this charity event against Waukegan. And we don't play organized very often. We all play in different leagues and divisions.
Okay.
Waukegan.
Like serious leagues and divisions or?
Somewhat.
Semi-serious?
They call it beer league.
Okay. All right. I've been on a couple of those. Not for hockey, but. It'd
be great if it was, though.
No, I could hardly skate. We've done this before. Now, the charity hockey game that we're talking about is taking place here in Gurney at Top Shelf Ice Arena on Saturday, March 12th. We'll get to talking more about that. But did you both play hockey when you were kids, or did you learn just to be on the team?
No, so absolutely. I had never played hockey before. So we're talking about, it's been 5 years. 2017 would be the first time that we played each other.
Okay.
And also, in us playing each other, that happened pretty organically.
Okay. Is there beef? Like, is there, like...
I was going to say, firemen, like, you guys don't get a little...
I think it goes both ways. Like, we're firemen, so we're competitive.
Right.
So that's the natural beast of it.
I mean, yeah.
We certainly don't want to lose, but some of us are terrible at hockey, too. So it can go either way. Like, it's highly competitive, but sometimes not highly skilled.
Well, and when you're doing it for charity and just having a good time, it's for a great cause.
Sure.
So whether it's competitive or just having fun.
Yeah, so you had talked about playing beer league. So in part of having guys that didn't play, myself included. So no, I didn't play hockey growing up. When I started playing hockey was when the chief said, we should have a hockey team.
Yeah.
And then I go, I don't play hockey, right, sir?
And he's like, here's some skates. Do you guys play other cities, or is this just a Gurney Waukegan thing?
So it depends on the time. So the Gurney Waukegan thing was our initial game for both teams.
Gotcha.
For both teams, it was the first time we had played anybody else.
What's the record standing right now?
Let's not talk about that.
Okay. All right. Gurney does have it, so I'm guessing that's where more wins or just sweep. Are you sweeping?
Definitely,
you guys haven't won a game yet? Yeah. This is a sensitive subject, I can tell. I'm sorry, Justin.
Gurney's pretty fortunate. We have a lot of skaters that grew up playing hockey and played organized hockey their whole lives.
Okay.
Where Waukegan didn't as much. They had a handful. They definitely have way more skaters than us. But
two. Justin says two.
They have way more skaters, but we have way more quality skaters.
Okay.
So,
yeah. What about quality firefighters? I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. So how often do you guys practice, and do both teams practice here at Top Shelf, or are you guys kind of around the county?
Well, I run a we'll call it pickup hockey or rat hockey, and we play. I organize it at Top Shelf once a month.
Okay.
And it's Gurney firemen, Waukegan firemen, and some local police officers.
Cool.
And then we have the men's league.
Gotcha.
So we play men's league. We play beer league hockey, senior league hockey in Kenosha. And then as the nature of our schedule, we're going to miss a third of our roster every day.
Mm-hmm.
So we've kind of combined with Gurney guys. And if they want to play, then we kind of all play together.
Cool.
On those weekends.
So it's a whole day of festivities when you guys do this, or when the game's over, everybody goes their separate ways?
Oh, no way.
I was going to say, I've played in a police and firefighter softball tournament before, and I'm like, that's what I said. But I'm like, come on, there's beef and stuff like that, because that got crazy. It was a good time. But
yeah, so it'll be competitive.
Sure.
And then we're absolutely going to hang out and enjoy each other's company for, until they kick us out, probably.
Sure.
Generally how it goes.
Is it full contact?
No.
Okay.
So we'll be playing, beer league rules where...
So it's 80% contact then. If it's not full contact, it's 80%.
Yeah. I mean, absolutely. There's no hitting, there's no checking, but certainly guys aren't going to hand over the puck willingly. So, that'll happen.
Sure.
Now, what is the charity that you guys are benefiting? And is it the same one every year, or...?
So we take turns hosting annually. And,
okay.
Since we moved away from the Waukegan Park District running the charity games, and we started to do it on our own, whoever the hosting department is kind of picking the charity.
Gotcha.
This year, Gurney's hosting, so we decided to go with GLASA, which is the Great Lakes Adaptive Sports Association. Sorry. And they help get people on the ice, handicapped people for sled hockey and anybody with disabilities.
Cool.
Yeah, so it's kind of, we wanted to keep it hockey related this year and, you know, see how that goes. But next year, Waukegan will get the host and they'll decide.
Okay. I like it. So Gurney Fire versus Waukegan Fire, that's going on Saturday, March 12th, 4 p.m. Puck drops or doors open or tentatively speaking, we could just
essentially
say.
Essentially, the ceremony will start. There'll be a...
There's a bar at Top Shelf Ice Arena here. So if you're early, that is good. Gurney Mills is where you're going to want to be. Other than a great game, what can people expect?
Definitely some talent. You might see some some sellies out there, you know, if there's some goals scored.
Are we doing like raffles, 50-50,
yeah,
that kind of stuff?
We're raffling off a TV.
Okay.
We do chuck a puck. Everybody can buy a puck for a certain dollar amount, and intermission, they'll throw it out on the center to center ice, and whoever gets their puck closest to the center will win the pot. It's just some little fun things to keep everybody involved. And, you know, I'd say 90% of the people there are all friends and family. So besides watching us play, they get to, you know, try and win a couple prizes.
Cool. Now, tickets are on sale. You can get those $10. Kids under 6 are free. We have more info over at 1023xlc.com. You could also purchase tickets at Gurney or Waukegan Fire Station 1, or you could do so at the door. Now, other than bragging rights and having Gurney just over here sweeping Waukegan, sorry, Justin, I see you guys have a trophy. Is that one that you might be giving up this year or you think you're holding on to? Justin's
It gets closer every year. So every year we're closing the gap. There was a big gap the first year, and gets a little closer. So, I mean, you better believe we're trying to win.
Awesome.
At some point, we're going to stop beating our head against the wall.
So I grew up in Minnesota. Obviously, you're born, you have to love Prince, and you have to love playing hockey. So I played in a million, like, men's beer league, on a million beer league teams. When you were trying to put this team together, like, the hardest thing is to find a goalie. Did you ever actually find a guy in the house that was, like, willing to play goalie? Or you're like, you know what? He doesn't move that good on skates. Just stand there and get in the way.
Yeah. So, no, we had a goalie.
Okay.
both teams have had a goalie. Okay. Like, we had a goalie to start.
And, okay.
It all starts with that.
If you don't have a goalie, you're
This isn't a hodgepodge. Like, literally everybody that'll be playing, you know, that weekend will be a Waukegan fireman or retired Waukegan fireman or a Gurney fireman or retired Gurney fireman. So,
oh, awesome.
We were able to keep it all in house.
Cool.
I mean, guys are pretty excited. Hockey's the best sport on the planet. And it's a team sport. Firefighting's a team sport and hockey's a team sport. They go together. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, good luck to the both of you, both of your teams. Before we let you go, got to ask you, what's your Gurney go-to? Justin, go first. I cut you off guard.
I mean, Gurney's got it, but since he's a Waukegan fireman, do you let him give a Waukegan one?
No.
Okay.
Bob goes first.
Well, with me being born and raised in Gurney, and it was my first job I had, has got to be Kaiser's Pizza.
Nice.
They've taken care of us. They take care of the firemen. Every Friday night on shift, we do Pizza Fridays. We order from Kaiser's. And
The Beast is my fave.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Ed hasn't been in here in a minute.
No, we could use some pizza, Ed.
Then I'm going to double dip. So I'll do the easy one. And Gurney go-to's Portillo's.
Portillo's.
Finally got one. That's great. But because I'm always going to represent Walktown for my Walktown go-to, it's going to be Anastasia's. They take real good care of us. We have our union meetings there. They have great food, and it's always a good time.
You know, we love Anastasia's.
Because we get a lot of gift cards for Christmas from our boss there.
Guys, thank you so much for coming in. Really appreciate it. Looking forward to the game.